Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is a beautiful Monday evening and it is 3 minutes past the hour of nine and you are with yours truly. It is a wonderful time to be alive, as being alive is an important activity that we all do. So ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the ecosystem. We're talking about you. We're talking about me. We're talking about coexisting in a world that seems as if it just wants to chew us and spit us out. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's just take a quick breather for me to gather my notes. I think you guys can hear the papers, eh? Gather my notes as we commence on our program.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alrighty, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are tuningi a lot of things today, but today we are going to start with a conversation. As always, we are addressing the elephant in the room because the elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it does not exist. So we're going to chop it up and stomp on it until it is ant size. So my name is the Matriarch. I am the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tiles with the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to is it evoke, eh? Evoke a volcano out of your heart. I am here to make you see. I am here to make you hear. I am here to make you notice. I am here to make you capable of identifying certain life issues and certain life's joys and certain life's sunshines and rains and winds and fire and earth. I'm here for all the elements of life, and that's what we do. So if you would like to participate, the number in studio is 083-288-401, 083-288-401. I never assumed in my whole life that I would be a radio journalist one day, a radio presenter, or a radio host. I never ever pictured it. I never saw it in my cards. But then again, right? I'm one of those sorry. If you heard that one, sorry. I'm one of those people that has never had an idea of the future. There are certain things that I've always wanted, like, one day I would like to have, I'd like to work, and I'd like to have money, I'd like to drive a car. I think for me, the driving a car has always been a thing because I'm naturally a white girl, right? So I have a lot of those white girl tendencies, I storm off, like in the middle of arguments, I storm off because it's my thing. Even in my most difficult times, I did things as Caucasian as humanly possible. And I was one of those people, one of those children that believed in talk. Let's just talk about it, mother. Like, yeah, nah, I am that one person. Now, when you see me though, on the other hand, I do not look like what I think. I do not look like a white girl. I'm this typically African chicks, you know. I wear skirts here and there. I wear jeans. I wear color. You know, I've got an afro. I've got natural hair. You know, I'm dark and I'm gorgeous. If I must say so myself, like every time I'm like, okay, God did a number on the face there. God did, like, yay. Like, I think he was working overtime here, but thank you, you know. Yeah, I like this that you gave me. If there was anything on my face that I could change, I wouldn't change anything. I like the way it sits. Everything on it kind of just goes together, and I love that for myself. And so I've never been a person that says that, oh, you know, when I'm 40, or you know, when I'm 50. I would always say older, and it's only recently that I had given myself like a benchmark of retire at 35, you know, go and give birth to kids and, you know, have a plan. But deep down in my little heart, I've always doubted these dreams, and it's a bit, I don't say ironic, I would say hypocritical, because I am most now the chief cheerleader of you planning out your lives and visualizing your lives and having a good life planned out. But up until a certain point in my life, right, I haven't been looking forward to a future. It's not that I thought that I was going to die, or it's not that I thought that I wouldn't have a future. I just didn't see it. And for you guys that have felt the same way, you guys are more than welcome to come through and share your experiences as well. But I haven't thought about it like in depth, like, oh my goodness. And then when I'm 25, then this is what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to start driving at this thing. But I've always, yeah, going back to my white girl thing, right? I've always been fascinated with the concept of driving. I've always wanted to drive. I've always wanted to own like an old, like those classic cars, you know, an old Bucky. There was a friend of mine, Deapo. And I think, out of all the friends that I've had along the way, Ndiapo was the first driver, amongst all my peers. And Ndiapo had this beat down, single cab Bucky, but it wasn't even like a single cab Bucky that you can look at today. It was like those old school ones, but it wasn't the tiny ones. It was just normal size, but it was beat down. So now and then, and this was varsity, right? Now and then, if there was anything happening, she was more of a friend to my friend Corey, but then now and then we would hang out, and it was always, we sit in that car. Hello.
Hi, mama.
Hi, baby. How are you doing?
Very fine, struggling with studies.
you're struggling with the studies? Like, even the way you're talking there, I can see that this is a voice of somebody that's struggling with studies, this one. This is the books are killing me.
Yeah, you know, is it
what's only playing in the background, my baby?
Oh, well, let me just reduce the volume.
Is that the volume sound in your house? If you lived with me, I would kill you.
Is it only me that experienced this whereby be on TikTok
okay
for 6 hours, or maybe watching a movie for 6 hours?
Yeah.
No problem.
Yes.
But when it comes to book, you feel like I'm being punished. You cannot even be.
I'm suffering. This is torture. But it's stimulating. The movies and TikTok, it's stimulating and it's exciting. That is why they always said, like, I don't know what your teachers told you along the way, but with us, it has always been a matter of make your books exciting enough to want to go and touch your book. Yeah. My dear, you should see my books, ne? Colors. Now that's how you know somebody is struggling, ne? When the first thing they do when they go into a shop is look at highlights. Like, even if you check inside, even if you check inside my handbag right now, I can promise you there's at least three highlights. There's the pink one, the blue one, and the orange one. That's how you know, that's how you know when somebody's struggling with academics, because you are trying everything to be excited. My books look like paintings. Like every line that is interesting, I highlight it.
Interesting, and then that maybe the lecturer say that
this is important. Then I write NB there. Now the problem is that later on you only go and remember colors and NB. They said that this is important, but what is the sentence saying? Oh, I.
Right.
Oh, I. But I understand. But I like the space in which you are in. Yeah, and I know that. I know that laugh.
I literally feel, you know, every day I'm going to school, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm tired. Then,
you just get tired when it's time to get ready for school. You're like, ah, I'm tired. I'm
sleepy in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I even come to an extent of, I feel like the lecture is making noise. I don't understand anything at all. Nothing. When I'm going home, yeah, this is the time that I missed a test. I misheard the lecture.
But you were in class full time.
But I was in class full time. I don't know if you mind. I remember. And then luckily enough, I wrote that test the following day. So she said, this lecture, they're teaching us something. They're a bit older.
Mm.
And then they mentality of old age people now.
Hmm.
Especially my GNS, if you miss the test, you have to come with an evidence that I was not at school because of this and that.
Yeah, but that's not even just an old person thing. That is accountability. Because even when you go and start work, right? Do you know why most doctors and nurses, right, don't get treated at the hospitals that they work?
Well, I don't.
Because sometimes they are not sick. So you have to go to a different doctor to give you a doctor's letter.
I can only imagine that.
Eh?
What did that? I didn't study for the test, and I'm like, I'll just go to the hospital. Eh? There's someone that I know. Just treat me, man.
Yeah.
If you need to give me everything, then when you go there. Now, those these people, eh? Especially my GNS lecture.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last year I almost failed GNS because of this stupidity of mine. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, she has this mentality, which the first day she introduced herself, which I know my name is Hoho, and if you have a problem, if you know that you will not be present tomorrow for my lesson, you should write a message with which I know I will not be present tomorrow because I'm going to attend this and this, and then you have to bring proof, and then whatever you're going to do, it should be valid, it should be important that you're going to miss class.
Yeah.
Now I remember, when was it? Yeah, last week Friday. Today I just attended school. Last week Friday, I wrote a GNS test.
Mm.
Although my aim was just to qualify and other stuff.
Mm.
Now there's this other students that they did not write. And then just today for me to go to school, go in class, I have GNS. I had GNS first thing in the morning.
Mm.
Now there's this other student that just attacked Miss morning time. No, Miss, we are not at school on Friday, so can you please help us, have mercy on us? And then Miss asked, where were you on Friday? I said, the hospital. What was the problem? Listen, what was the problem?
Mm.
No, I had a toothache, something. Mm. So I went to the dentist to be removed. Now, the first question that the lecturer asked, were you orientated at the time? Yes. Were you alert? Yes.
No, I was unconscious. My mother took me unconscious because I was paining a lot. Like,
yeah, it's no makeup. Then she was like, you know, now you see, I don't like this nonsense. Now you see how I'm going to add up for you to qualify if you did not qualify. It's not my baby to feed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah. Wow.
Yes.
And then there were two. Then they said that, no, where are you? No, I was not feeling well. So I have to, like, I know she said, I don't know if she said it's a father or maybe a grandmother that's not feeling well. So she has to run most to her now to attend. And then she was like, what were the rules at the beginning that we should call you when you are not okay or we should leave a message so that it's like we are booking mostly?
Yes.
Like, yo. And then she was like, no, it's good that you know the rules. Okay. So
you said you had to... I know where this is going.
So you said you want to attend the AF. It was in class, and then she was like, you want to attend to who? She's fine now. Yeah, she's better. Can you give me the number? And yeah. Then this lecture to call. Yes. And then the parent or whoever the guidance just said straight, no, I did not see the person. I was like, yo.
Straight, yes. And that is accountability. Do you know that even with my employees, right?
And you know what they went to do? You know what? The lecture has to be like, if you want to write the test, you have to go to HOD. Mm-hmm. You have to come with a letter that I... I'm accountable for that and that and that. I was like, yo.
But that's how it is in the real world, right? Because even with me and my employees, right? When they go to the hospital and they send a doctor's note, right? Or they give me the doctor's note. I call.
Just to confirm.
Straight. I call.
But sometimes.
Sometimes what? I call. The idea behind adulting is that if you want to miss it, right, go and do that thing that gives you the paper to let you be able to miss it, right? Yeah. In that way, you are not being bad, and also the employer is not being bad, or your lecturer is not being bad. But go there. So if you're going to miss, go to the doctor. Have the doctor's appointment. And after the doctor's appointment, you get your letter. But this thing of just staying home, Nenge, this thing of lying, or send me a doctor's letter. Because the thing is that you can have a friend that works in the doctor's office, right? And you can say, Kuchai, oh, get me a sick leave there. And then she brings the sick leave, right? And Kantishi, she doesn't know your ID names. She only knows you as Candy. Eh? She only knows you as Candy. So, even when she wrote out, she gave you a blank paper. Just with the stamp. And then you go and write most. So now I call there and then I ask, like, no, I'm just following up on a doctor's appointment of one of my employees and I wanted to know if she was there. Okay, so what is her name? Oh, no, her name is Aina Inane. Oh, okay. When was she there? They'll ask now, when was she here? And it's like, oh, no, on Friday morning, because the stamp, sometimes it has a date stamp also, like, it has a date stamp sometimes, and sometimes it's just a doctor's note. So if it is a specific doctor, like Dr. Besaid note, for example, he has a list of every single patient he saw for a specific day. So now we are looking for Inane. What did you, her surname is Inane. Then you go here, Aina. No, she wasn't here.
Yeah. Heartbroken.
Yes.
Man, this thing adulthood, me.
It's adulting, but it's also teaching you accountability. Just accountability. You have to be accountable for everything that you do. If you're going to miss work, you have to be accountable for it. If you're going to miss lessons, you have to be accountable for it. And that is how you be accountable. I think your lecturer is teaching you something, a principle that you must take with into your adult life. We don't need, I've never been absent from work and my employer didn't know where I was.
Oh, so it's like, it's like you have to inform them first before you go.
Yeah. If you're going somewhere, you take leave. If you're going to the doctor, you get a doctor's letter. But you still notify your people. Just the same way as you are still replying to your boyfriend. Oh, baby, now I'm in the queue. Send a text. How? Good afternoon, boss. Hey, oh, baby, pay for ndiri mokyu. Take it. Oh, Andy, Dr. Kwe. Hey, you can have all that conversations with boyfriends and lovers. But to your employer, you know, there was a time when I was absent, and I was not absent by choice. I was absent because on Saturday we had traveled. And since Sunday, I don't have work. So we traveled Saturday after radio. And then we drove all the way and we crossed the borders. Now we were in Angola, right? But we had gone with the Mercedes, the small car. So when we went through, the potholes there are so ridiculously bad, right? That we got two flat tires at the back. Now the tires are run flat, so we drove a little distance, but then Ohautoya Kadama and all of that. We had to leave the car in the village.
Sure.
Yeah, and then we had to go and look for tires. When we had to go and look for tires, this was the next day. I thought we were still going to make it in time so that I can just have my show in Ondangwa, right?
Yeah.
But because the car is German made. There are no, all the things that are for German cars are so difficult to find, including tires of the correct size. I'm telling you. And at this point, I think it was in the evening there, we eventually ended up crossing, but we wouldn't make it to Windhoek. And by then it was already showtime. Oh, it was even after showtime. That's when we crossed like the border, like at 12 in the night after the show.
12 a.m.
Yeah, 12 a.m. Uh-huh. And then literally when I went to check the work WhatsApp group, because at this point I didn't notify anybody, right? I saw there that one of my bosses, because I have most now like three bosses, one of my bosses was like, we need to do a wellness check, on Elizabeth. A wellness check means like we have to check if she's fine, if she's okay. You see, because they are not accustomed to me just running off.
Just.
No, if it was Rudolph, yeah. But with me, on the other hand, it was more of, I would say, concern and fear, because now, because she never does this. You understand? And yeah, and even if she is ever in a position of not attending, I would never leave dead air. Because if you don't notify anyone, if you don't get a playback, if you don't get a pre-recording, if you don't notify anyone, the radio the whole time is just quiet.
Yes. So, ma'am, I have a question.
Yeah.
So when my lecturer is told us at the beginning that if we have a problem, we should text before. If we know that you're not going to make it to the test, we should notify her.
Mm-hmm.
But now, my question is, for example, I am not feeling well. I woke up not feeling well.
Mm.
So I have to notify her the same day that I'm not going to make it.
You don't have to notify her the same day, right? But what you do need to do is go to the hospital. So that even when you come back to class, you take her the note so that she understands that you were at the hospital.
Because
I understand why she doesn't accept that. Because you notified your boyfriend, you notified your friends, you told your parents. Why doesn't why are you not giving her the same courtesy as if your education is not important? I absolutely understand why. And she gave you her number freely. Do you know how irritating it is to have your number at students? Very irritating, because every single time I don't understand something, right? I can call you and ask you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very irritating. And you guys are like, how many in a class?
Like 800 plus, somewhere there.
You see? And that's times all the other classes that she's teaching, and she gives out her number. So she deals with at least, right? At least maximum 30K students, including part-time. Part-time and distance. You see? So, the fact that she does this, you just return the same courtesy with her. You treat her module like something that is important, because it is.
Yeah, I learned it the hard way. I remember I learned it the hard way last year that I would never ever absent myself in GNS. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember some people last year, they failed because of attendance. You have qualified.
Yes.
You have qualified. And they should be like, I would treat you the same way you treat me.
Yes.
And they should be like, the following names, you have been absent from, you did not even reach 80%.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been seeing you in class. So it implies that you know, but you don't know enough. So you need to be disciplined. You have to stay in here, no matter what. I was like, wow.
Yeah, and that is part of the school rules. It's only that when we get into school, right, we don't read the fine print. Like many of you guys don't even go through the prospectus. You don't see prerequisites to things. You just play the whole time and then you pass all 9 modules and then you fail 2, right? And then the person says that, unfortunately, you have not passed your year and you don't understand why. Because you never read the prospectus to know which one is a prerequisite to another. Which one is the one that's going to make you stay behind? What are the rules? How much does your attendance cost you?
Oh, yeah, because but sometimes some attendance doesn't really matter in other modules. But
no, it matters. It actually matters. It's only that some lecturers, right, they don't care. But it's not that it doesn't matter, to be honest.
It's my first time ever since last year, and it's my first time when she started teaching as GNS, yeah, because she didn't have her in first and second year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my first time since last year she started as teaching GNS. If you're absent, so when you're coming back to sign, now she put an A.
Yeah, Ned, yes. Hold the line for me, please.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings featuring Aina. Yes.
I've learned it the hard way because I've never seen it happening.
Mm.
There was one thing that I absent, and then now because I just thought, Kuja, when I'm going to school the following day, I have to sign for yesterday.
You are used to most those papers that are just sent through and then you just sign for everything.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, just for me to find out that it at my name, there's a straight A.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot repeat it. You cannot erase it.
Mm-hmm.
The red pen even.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss, that A implies that you are not there on that day.
Yes.
If you are not present, mm-hmm. why would you sign?
Hey, you liar. Bochocho, you want to sign for days that you are not there.
And this thing also of sending other students, just try to
sign for me.
Sign for me. Now she has control. Now she knows that she reads name.
Yeah, then she signs herself. She ticks it off.
Present. Are you present? Did you sign? Yes, I signed. If you are not there and then someone signed for you, now that person that signed for you, you'll be held accountable. And also you, because the other person is also a victim. That implies that you also play the role.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're in denial. Now I'm seeing real flames here.
Yes. And it's supposed to be like that. Yes, it's supposed to be like that because many of us don't actually want to be accountable for life. And it's supposed to be like that because that transition is so much smoother when you follow the rules. Everything is so much smoother when you follow the rules. I know a lot of people live on the notion of, rules are meant to be broken. But like I said, there are a lot of stupid people that have sat in dark places and put things onto the internet and put things into the world and the universe for us to believe when we are having tough times. But the truth is that what's wrong is just wrong. Rules are not meant to be broken. They are meant to be followed because they are there to protect you and to protect other people against you also. Because if you have like, if you have like a CA of 50 and you have, you are always in class, right? And then the teacher says that, no, you are not going to. Do you know that the attendance can also contribute to your CA? You can have 39, right? And your lecture goes back to your attendance and sees that you have been in class 90% of the year or the month or whenever, right? This assists you with your CA.
And also your behavior.
Yes. Behavior in varsity, all you have to do in varsity is just keep quiet.
That one, that one contribute, ma'am.
If you are not loud and rowdy and all of that, you're just quiet. You are in and you're out.
Yes, if you are in and out, yes. But then if you're this type of person whereby. You not make it.
That's what I was saying. No, just be quiet. In and out. Guys, we are not there for many things, huh? We are here for an education. That's it. We are not here to make friends. We are not here. We are not here to irritate the lecturer. We are not here to compete with the lecturer. We are not here to be the best talker in the class. We are not here for that. We are here for an education. You go in and you come out. Finish.
In as much as I want to finish and just graduate and go write that thesis, test cancel and just get my life together, man. I don't know. Especially this age, really showing me feelings.
And one day, right, you are going to miss it.
Yeah.
Because the flames that are outside here. Ha! Jay! You know that laugh that you laughed first, ne? That's the laugh that most of us adults have. You know, sure. Yeah. Have you ever been so stressed, ne, that you just start laughing?
Oh, I am.
Yeah. Now, that is now us in our everyday activities.
You are not angry anymore. You are just there. Wow.
Just like a crazy person. You just laugh. Just start laughing, kucha you. Like that's now when your brain has thought about everything in the world it could have possibly done, and it has come to a point where it's like, we can't do anything else anymore. And you just laugh right there. Tomani yako hakelo make. I'm telling you, and it doesn't get better. It's wild. It's wild out here.
Yes, I remember I laughed a bit, ne? In my first year, Ndafa was very small, ne? You know how short class are. I had a logbook, all set and done, just for Ndafa to come and tear a page. I cannot do anything to a child because. For her, it's all fun and game.
Yeah.
That is nothing with me. When you know that smile of a child that doesn't have...
You're like, oh.
I have to struggle again. I was like, oh, I really have to go back. My God.
It's exactly like that. It's exactly like that. Tonight we're talking about emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you know about it?
Emotional abuse?
Yeah. I know emotional abuse is what I'm doing to myself with this school.
No, it's the definition or just what I know.
Yeah, just what you know. Like, hey! I can tell you are finished, man. man. How early do you sleep now that you have this kind of life? What do you dream about when you sleep?
There was a time whereby I dreamt of me redoing OSCE. And then just for me to wake up, it's 3 a.m. I'm like, oh, not in my dream.
You're supposed to pray.
On Thursday before I wrote the test, I crossed my fingers like, I'm going to this test. I just want to get, because now we don't fight for distinction anymore.
No. You get to that point where it's not about distinctions, my dear, it's about passing and getting out.
Just exhausted. Now it's like, in this test, I just want to get either 70 or 65. That's it, I'm done. I don't want to get it, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, I'm there. So I slept like around 8. I feel like I've studied, I feel like I've studied. And then around 3, I don't know if I'm dreaming. I don't know if I'm even sleeping. I have no idea. And just woke up, then I feel like, oh, man, I did not study. How many hours? 4, 5, 6? I was writing at 9 in the morning. So I have to be up again, try to go through. It's like, yo. And then the only thing that, you know, sometimes you have studied, just for you to open the question paper, and then you know nothing, or maybe just... You have been scratching the rest. Nothing is coming. I was like, is it really the time, God?
For this?
Let
me ask you something. Do you visualize your life?
Do I visualize my life?
Yeah, like is there like a little mental plan that you have? Like, at 23, I'm going to be having a flat. At 25, I'm going to be having a man. At 26, and at 35, and then, like, do you have that?
Yeah, I was having that at the beginning of
Okay, but what was it at the beginning of the year? Because I know at some point they fade out. I think for me, it faded out the same time, as your age. At the 21, 22 there. I just stopped. He just stopped. I used to have plans. Like at 30, I'm gonna be, I'm just glad to be here. I'm happy to be part of the living people. I'm just happy to be here. So what was your plan?
At the beginning of the year, I just this plan, coach. I want a relationship, so I go there. And then after that, I had a thing, coach. Every month, at least, because I have 3 accounts, at least I'll be saving in the other account, 500 most each month. Everything that I visualize this year, even if this year ends, then I have to look back. I don't know if I'm going to look back with regrets. I just don't know.
Do you still have money?
That is going back. Because now it's the thing, coach. Look, if you are in a year doing nursing, you have serious. Sometimes parents don't understand. We have assignment. We have assignment to that are doing. Sometimes you are coming from home itself. You have to hike, and then sometimes you have log books. I have been in pressure. I think last semester, I've been on pressure whereby I did not finish my log book. Examination is coming, so it's like you have to. If the certain log book, if the lecture just comes, say no, my log book are doing on this day. Complete no negotiation. Believe me, ma'am, do not negotiate, because they'll be like, I've given you enough time. And that's when I realized that, six months.
It's nothing.
Yes, 6 months we are good, but it's nothing. And then is done. I've been running up and down. It's like I'm working. I have to attend classes because of that attendance. Because some classes I've been skipping, I have to attend classes. I have to go back home. I have to cook. Everything in my life feel cozy.
My life feels like it's not my life.
It feels cozy to an extent whereby I was even struggling just to get my hair done and so.
I know that feeling where you can spend 2 months moka kewa.
Let me just get a pushback. It's fine. As long as I look fine, I'm just fine. It's okay. This too shall pass.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, but apart from, because that, I think that that one is more like a goal for the year. But I'm talking about in terms of like the way you visualize your life. Like, do you visualize your life in a sense of, yeah, when I'm 27 and probably when I'm 32 and when I'm 40, like with age attached to it, do you? Have you ever been in a situation where, like, it seems like everybody is just, you are like, oh, you are speaking too high English, man. And like, but it's just because, it's not because you don't understand. It's just because you are so tired and your brain is so tired, right? That you just sit there and then you just blink for a little while. Like, that's all you do. You just blink. Like, ah, me, I've been there many times. This year, maybe 20 times. Where I'm just, somebody asked me, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just happy to be here. You know, I've never visualized my life like far enough.
Answer that to that now, but you know, honestly, I just don't do it now. Like now.
Because at this point, you know that life is unpredictable. Life is unpredictable, my dear. Yeah. So everything in my life, like, comes as a surprise. Like, literally everything in my life comes as a surprise. Like, oh, you know? Everything. Because I'm one of those people, Mbera, I don't expect anything.
It's like, look, there's this other thing on the group, It's like, you have never been in a relationship, but your relationship has just been failing. And then now there's this other guy that just pops in from nowhere, and then she's treating you,
nice.
And then now everything that he does is shocking and surprising.
You're smiling. We argued and you're not ignoring me.
His text pops on. What are you doing?
He's texting me in the middle of the afternoon, my dear.
I just text and surprise, and he'll be like, is this real?
Hey, and what's it? The Japanese? Those are the relationships that now you just want to hold on to it because can't get quite that pain. My God. Eh? Oh, kwateramo kwapa, my dear. To hula ko ngaku.
Ah.
Inikedilo. So I've never visualized, like personally for me, I've never visualized. I never thought that one day I'll be 34 years old. I never thought I'd be 30. I didn't even think I'll ever be 25.
You felt like you'll be forever young, eh?
No. I knew I was going to grow. I just didn't know where I was going to go.
Like, you don't know what is in front.
Like, I was just a passenger, really. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just happy to be here, guys. I'm just happy to be alive. Like, in all honesty, I don't, like, and even as I age, right? I'm like, wow, I made it. I think low-key, I thought that I was going to die young.
Why?
I don't know. Because what do you call it? Like, you other kids, they're having this thing of, yeah, when I'm 25, I'm going to get a flat. And me, I didn't have that kind of conversation. I just used to listen like, wow, that's nice. I want to be married at 28, you know, because 28 is almost, you're senior enough and then you're still young enough because you're in your late 20s. Oh, she died. Elizabeth, I'm like, if a man comes.
Oh,
Like, for real. Like, people are like, oh, I want to have my first child at this, whatever. Like, me, I'm like, you, as long as, you know, for me, I'm like, maybe, you know, as long as I'm ready at that time. Or she didn't, eh? Like,
It's you and me.
Oyakwetu, they have their lives planned out, you know, like, yeah. Oh no, I'm going to be 45 and I'm going to be what? And I'm going to do this and wow. And then you just look at their lives. Me, the only plan I have in my life is 35. Like literally, I have 35 and 60. 35, I retire. So Eagle FM has me for one more year. 35, I retire. From work, like literally from work, all work. So that means that the whole of 34, I'm working on where I'm going to sit and I'm going to be comfortable, you know?
And where money will be coming in.
And where money is coming in and I don't have to break my back for it because I've set up the things already. They can run without me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like that one, 35, that one has been like something that I visualize. And 60, 60, I'm going to drink alcohol, Aina.
At your old
age. I am going to drink the Timuni no Marovu. Whoa, my open zara anja I hear tango ne, ta yara marovara manga. I'm going to drink for all the years that I sacrificed drinking. Do you know that I sacrificed my whole entire youth to be a sober youth in a Namibia that is very, very depressing. So I'm going through depression sober. At least you people are going through depression drunk, guys. Yeah? At least omunanga ka moment that I'm with Zimbabwe. Yeah? Shama kora mu Zimbabwe ngani etamu enjoying music. Me.
It's just the same thing.
My dear, I'm going through heartbreaks sober. Yeah? I'm going through failures and disappointments sober, sis. Sober. So you're trying to tell me that even through my old age, I must not drink alcohol. I will drink.
You should, as long as you are drinking not from home.
Why might I drink from home, man? You are not going to limit my drinking.
And I also have a question, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm a bit confused. Yeah. It happened so fast. I was on TikTok this weekend. You know that I don't really know my classmates because I did a lot. Now, when I was scrolling on TikTok, I went to this other thing, it was live. Student from a school is in polygamy.
Yeah.
I think 20-something polygamy with a guy. And now my question is, how do we get to that point? And that that girl, it's like you and I are in polygamy. We know each other from the beginning. And then when you know each other from the beginning, I got pregnant. And then you did not get pregnant. I don't know if it was just the other you trying to shame me or something of that kind. Now my question is, how do you breathe whereby you have messages on TikTok and then here you are in class, you are doing live, and I'm just finding it out now.
Wait a minute. So when you say polygamy, this is somebody...
No, wait, not in polygamy. He's not married. It's like sharing 1%.
That's why you don't understand it, because you would never. No, I would never. Okay, so, and the women know of each other.
When I follow the story, the woman knows each other from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know what went wrong in between. Now they are.
I think it's called polyamorous.
Poly what?
Polyamorous, I think. I think it's called polyamorous. I'll just check, but I think it's called polyamorous.
Please write it down for me. I've been looking today. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Today, I've been there in class. I looked for hair in class. I even looked at the hairstyle. I confirmed everything, every identity.
Yes, it's polyamorous.
Even the name. I've been looking at hair. I changed the set to D. I looked at her, I was like, yo, but she's very beautiful. She's so young. What is the problem?
Okay, if we, like, I think we're going to change the trajectory of the conversation for today. Yes.
Problem.
Yeah, there's no problem.
No, there's no problem. You are just fine mentally.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You took it all the way to mental. Look.
Just to assess more of your mental well-being.
No. Polyamorous means, right, wanting to have more than one romantic partner. So it could be even three people, four people. It could be more than one romantic partner.
Now, how are you going to maintain those people?
The problem that if we're talking about maintenance, right, then we could see from your perspective what you view as maintenance in the first place.
Okay,
wait. Why you think that every relationship consists of money? But some people, right, they coexist beautifully with one another without the conversation being around money. It could be that one of the participants of the relationship has money that is enough to maintain all three of us. And it all goes back to what you want out of a relationship. I understand polygamy, and I understand polyamorous. I understand it because sometimes, right? If I even, like, in the next 20 years, Nem, I told best friend, in the next 20 years, it's not even 20 years. Now we are like, we're almost close to 20 years, right?
Yeah.
But when we get to the mark of 20 years, that means I've had enough of him. I've had my children with him. I've traveled with him. I've loved him. He's loved me. We have built, right? And yeah. I am done romantic things. Right? If he says that, you know, I would say, right? Let me see her. Let me see if she's a good fit for us.
Oh.
Yes, so for us. Yeah, for us. And then she can now become his concubine and his second wife. Which for me is not a problem. Because I don't have, in 20 years, sister, am I not going to be
54? Yeah.
Ha!
But you're still not going to have it.
Can I come in 54? Ow! Ha! Shanyangana remo setika nangwa to compromise kuchana to tare ne mo masku washi week. We are already compromising in our 30s at 54. Yeah? Do I want to be traveling up and down with this man at 54?
No.
No. I don't. Do I want exciting things at 54? No. But he might probably, because men don't age.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, men don't age. So I'm just saying, Kucha, he can go into a committed relationship with another woman.
As long as you are aware of it.
No, I must be aware of it, because if I'm not aware of it, it's cheating. If I'm aware of it, it's polygamy. And also, he's not just going to take people's daughters and just screw them. Hey, I will empaka. No. He's going to take somebody that he's going to spend a life with. Birth children. Yeah. Birth children, spend a life with someone that can assist. Preferably, right? Someone at least 20 years younger than us. So she can take care of us.
It's like
having a housekeeper that we sleep with.
Now the question is, that person must be younger than your children.
Not younger than my children, but a little bit older than my children. So that she has a level of respect, but also the way she comes into the house, it's not going to be a disrespectful way. So it's not going to be the kids now hate him because he has a second wife. No. It's going to be, hey guys, I cannot keep up with Tate anymore like that on a romantic level. And he's young and he still needs to have an exciting life. So we as a couple have agreed that Tate is going to get a second wife. And okay. I'm happy with it.
But
and it's not your relationship, so butt out. And you must respect our wife.
Wait, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Have you think it through?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you really sure 100%?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have thought it through. My husband is a very loving man. He loves me very much. So, if he's going to get a second wife, I can guarantee you that it is most probably just for entertainment.
It's not going to be,
yeah, he's going to change his will because of the second wife. No. Or he's going to start treating the kids bad because he has, no. That's not him. We will just be working together there. Ahupitahu no ahupitahu. So with polyamorous, on the other hand, I would need you to call me. Yes, it's polyamorous, but I need you to call back in 2 minutes. No, just call back now.
Okay.
Because we have already reached 1 hour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, ne. You can't just talk for 3 hours straight. Ugh, this TV, these cell phones.
I will be here. I'll study in the morning.
No, but call back so we can talk about polyamorous.
I'll call you back now.
Okay. Good evening. The trajectory of our conversation has changed to polyamorous. We're going to be talking about polyamorous and we're going to be talking about polygamy and we're going to be talking about the dating styles that people actually want to participate in and why we as monogamous, why we as heterosexual, why we as queer don't want to understand it. Good evening. Well, we don't want to understand it because valor. So when we talk about polyamorous, right, and I'm guessing that this is a new term. Good evening.
Good evening,
Dina. You guys are on a roll today. Okay. Working class girl.
Yeah.
Eh? I brought you to where I wanted you to be. A graduator. Ah, it's fine. When a whole mentally stable. I'm so sharp.
I'm not so sure about mental stability.
No, that one comes with the territory. Don't worry. You are fine. I promise. You are fine. It comes with the territory.
One thing that you forgot to teach us,
mm-hmm,
is that there's a possibility that you might stay in workaholic.
You might what?
Eh?
You might turn into
workaholic, like we work too much and then you forget about ourselves and things.
Okay, but that's what your mother is. There's no way I could have ever taught you something that I am. Get it?
Yeah.
But are you enjoying it?
No, I am enjoying it.
Okay, then leave it, please. How? Like, what's your problem? I don't understand. I'm happy. I'm happy, but I don't have time for myself. You do have time for yourself. You're doing something that you love. So it doesn't seem like work anymore, and that's self-care. Because you are fulfilled. So at least take 2 hours, right? Take 2 hours. Come for massages. Come for a facial. Come for a foot scrub. Come for a body scrub. Come for a body scrub. Cause, you know, workaholics don't really bath fast. They don't really bath as good as they should because you cannot spend so much time in the bathroom while your work is waiting for you.
True.
Yeah, so come. Okay. Come so I pamper you and then you go back to the world feeling better.
So no, at times I would want to book for a massage, but then I feel now there is so much on demand.
Yes, it is.
And then I'm hearing I'm fully booked because
for the whole of October.
Yes, so there was also a colleague of mine that booked. I'm like, yeah, I want to book, and it was very hard for me to get a schedule.
But your mother owns it.
Ah, but my mother, okay.
Yeah, you have an upper hand. You're not like colleague.
I'm apparently I'm a working class girl. I have to be treated like other workers.
No, you're still your mother's child, my dear. Even if you're 70. Hey, you're 70. Tuli kwa ni bonga ndi ni mombila. You're still a baby. Okay. Yeah, no, but your mom owns it, so you can always just let me know that you need it. Just the same way as this is something that a lot of you forget, right? Especially when you pass the levels that you needed to pass, is that the same way we have carried each other through those other levels, it's the same way we can carry each other through the next levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is actually like for the first time in 3 months, ever since I started working,
mm-hmm.
This is the first time I reached home at 7 o'clock.
In your life?
In your
3 months life, huh?
Yes, this is the first time I've reached home at 7 o'clock.
Other times?
Only because I'm going to write my learners tomorrow.
Oh, I was with natives today. See, mother and daughter.
What did you go to?
I went to book. Ha.
I cried the day I went to go book. Actually, I went there twice.
Eh?
I cried. Okay, my colleagues are telling me, no, go there at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. And I'm like, okay, how full can it be? Okay, then I went there at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out like already 50 people in front of me.
Mm.
Then I was like, no. And the process was so slow. I was like,
No, the perfect time to go there. The perfect time to go there is 10.
No.
Yes. The perfect time to go there is 10 because, for that 1 hour, you are now settling in. You are getting your paper and all of that. 11 o'clock, they close the gate. They are not taking any more people in. And they've already worked through the people that are misinformed, like you 5 o'clock people. They've already worked through that whole load already. So there's not a lot of people. The perfect time to go there is 10.
But then also you have also to make time to go back to work, you know.
Yeah.
So you go there, at least the second time that I went there, I'm sure that 6 o'clock was already there, and then it wasn't so full, and by 10 o'clock I'm already taking the order.
Mm.
Yeah.
But all in all, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Mm. I'm not complaining.
You don't seem very focused.
Yeah.
Your spirit doesn't, you don't, something's off.
What should I do?
I don't know. I think you need to find your grounding.
Again.
Mm. Something's very much off. Very off with you. It's not to say that it could be that something's bothering you. It could be something, but your focus is off. And something is amiss here from what I'm observing in your spirit. If you're tired, rest. Yeah. If you're tired, rest.
I'm coming in for this.
Hmm?
I think I'm generally just tired because I really haven't had time to myself. Like, In a while.
What does time to yourself look like? You people are my kids, man.
Oh,
I don't know what that is. But apparently I didn't do it.
Okay. I haven't touched my butt like in how many months? Last time I touched my butt was in January.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of missed being at the skate park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the living where I'm living right now is also not really okay. I am used to it now, but it's not really conducive enough. It's, like just even when I'm talking, I'm outside. There's like so much noise. People here drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you go to sleep very late.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you come home at 10 o'clock, you probably go to sleep at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an excessive amount of noise here.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I think I've also fallen out with my friends here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of miss them. I haven't seen them in forever.
Why have you fallen out with your friends?
I know you said we are growing, you know, we have different responsibility and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But then as friends we all have a WhatsApp group and then sometimes we'll be like, oh no, let me check up on my friends. Let me see how they are doing. Now I don't even know where they are at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they've gotten jobs. Okay, I know one, but I know one recently started a job last week. That one, at least we keep in touch here and there.
Mm.
The rest, we just, I feel like they've cut me off here. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Why would they cut you off? Why did you use the word cut you off specifically?
We haven't spoken, not even after graduation, just way, way before.
Mm-hmm.
And to the realization now, after the graduation list booklet was out, mm-hmm. like two of them are not graduating. So I'm mm-hmm. like, why did you not tell us? Why did you not tell us? Because I know there's something happened and I'll not be graduating and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way we just lost communication in there.
Hmm.
So now I would understand if they want to. I don't know. Should I say keep that? Isn't I don't know if it's the right way to use. But yeah, it's like that.
Okay. So, are there any regrets that you have?
No.
Really?
No. I honestly, no, I don't have any regret. Yeah, I would like to say I'm regretting something.
I can point out a few things that you have regrets over, but if you say you don't have any regrets, then great.
If I don't say I don't
have... If you say you don't have any regrets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, okay. But if we're going to find ways to get to crawl back into our skin, right?
If we're going to get ways to
crawl back into our skin,
mm-hmm.
we have to see things for what they are, and not downplay things. Because through downplaying, you never truly heal. You just keep spiraling. And then one day there's a complete burnout. But with a complete burnout at the level in which you are, right? A complete burnout means so much. It could mean a psychotic break. Huh? And you just wake up one day and it's a wrap. It's cuckoos. It could be depression. It could be suicidal ideation. It could be loneliness. It could be just sadness. It could be. But when we come to there, it could be anything.
Yeah.
As long as we're alive, we anticipate anything because we are human beings having a human experience. Mm-hmm. So I would say, one, your living arrangement sucks because you made a mistake. Because you would be at more peace if you were at home. It was too fast, too soon, too quick.
Even in this case, it's too fast, too soon, too quick.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was too much. Like, it was, you moved too fast. And those are a lot of mistakes that young people do when the first job knocks, right? Hasty decisions without.
I moved before I got my job.
I know. But you didn't feel it because you were still considered as a baby. Yeah. Because you were still in a household like a child. And now you got your job in a household that's not actually conducive for you.
Yes.
Yeah. So the regret is to move too quick because we'll say your parents, they would have never kicked you out. Even if you would have like, they would have never. So it was all you. Right?
Yeah.
They would have never said, "Ndina ne, wa graduate ane inda ne." No. Especially if you had a plan that, oh no, I'm going to look for work and I'm going to stay here for at least my first year and contribute here and then, you know, it would still be okay. They would still love you anyways. Right? So now you are in a very noisy place. And also, one thing about you is that you are a bougie child. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Not really.
No. You are a bougie child. But I expect that of you. You are my child. So we are bougie as hell.
Bougie.
Yeah, baby. We are bougie as hell. Did you see my couch? So my couch, Moss.
Yes,
it's huge. Right? And pricey. Bougie, baby, bougie. And a piece of the couch is missing. It's in the room because it's too big. Bougie, baby. Because we are bougie. We're not show-offs. We're not extravagant. We are bougie. So you are not made for the hood.
But I did grow up in the hood.
Just because you grew up somewhere doesn't mean that you're made for it.
I got used to it.
Just because you're used to something doesn't mean that you're made for it. Because clearly, if you were, you wouldn't be complaining. Because that is how the hood is. People sleep at 1 a.m. And here you is complaining with your hood self. You're so hood. Eh, Vati, oh shishi. I know how to be in the ghetto. Yeah. Then why are you complaining if you know it very well, this ghetto? It's because it doesn't sit. Just because we are from somewhere doesn't mean that this is like we are good there. Some of the places we were just there because of circumstances, because we were born there, but it's not where we actually belong. You are a creative. You are a thinker. A thinker requires a space where they are allowed to think because the loudest place is their mind. Now, if you have a loud mind and a loud environment, is that not just causing chaos?
Yeah, that's actually what my boss told me today.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you are a very creative thinker, you have a very creative mind, but lately you have been a potato.
Yeah.
So then,
yeah, because your environment is killing you.
Yeah.
See? But Since there's nothing you can do about your environment, what you need to do is find conducive ways to exist within your environment up until next year. Because I gave you a time frame, right? I gave you a time frame. And the problem is that you are still on probation. Now, if your boss is telling you that you're a potato and you are on contract, baby, you are going to sit at home next year. Because nobody is going to hire a potato permanently. Like, we want chips.
We want chips.
Yeah. Like, we want popcorn and stuff. Like, nothing but popcorn. Pop, pop, pop. So if your boss is telling you that you are potatoing, it's because you are exhausted. So you have to find ways to exist within a space that is quiet.
To find a space that's quiet in a noisy environment.
So sometimes you say that, no, what you doing this weekend, mother? Like, no. And the pleasure of some places is that, like my house, for example, when we leave for like a week, we drop the kids off to their grandmothers and then the house is there quiet with no one. You get the keys, you go and have your 2-3 days of alone time, you regroup, you recuperate, and then you try again, right? You see? Like I said, right? Just because you are in a different space in your life doesn't mean that you don't still need your mother. We will always find a way to make you okay. Just the same way as we have carried you from first year all the way to graduation. And all the way to working. All the way to being a working girl, a big girl. You see? So there's always a way, but that's your problem. The sooner you realize that that is your problem and you stop downplaying it to saying that you grew up in the hood, just because you grew up somewhere doesn't mean that you're made for that environment. You're not made for the environment because you are a creative. You like weird things. You like big shirts and skateboards and sneakers. You like earphones and you like feeling safe. You like doodling and you like watching new things that are exciting. And it's not every day that you want to watch things on earphones. Sometimes you want a little bit of fresh air. You want the rain. You want it to rain and you are laying outside and you're watching it rain. You like simple things. You see? So on other days, right? You are not working on Sunday. You just hold that thought for me. Let me just.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and Inkovic.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars.
Good evening. I swear my mother doesn't understand the concept. Like, my mother was calling. I'm so sorry, guys. The phone was on loud and my mother was calling. I don't know if my mother thinks that I'm playing here or what. But anyhow, you find beautiful things to calm your spirit. You go to Parliament Gardens, Ndina, with a book and a blanket and you go and lay down. Look at the trees. Okay? Do little things like that give you a sense of meaning.
I don't even remember the last time I took a walk.
Exactly. And this is your authentic self, right? Your authentic self needs these things. So even when you are at work, right? I want you to take, even if you're staying at work until 10, right? Even if you're staying at work until 10, I want you to take a breather from 5:45. And then you go and take a walk. Just a walk. 5:45 until 6:10. You take a 25-minute walk. Right? A 25-minute walk. Then you come back to the office. And then you start again. Then you start working again. Because these are, you have to incorporate your authentic self within who you are, or otherwise you will burn out and you will die. Like your spirit, that fire that you have, the thing that makes you exciting, the thing that makes you a creative, the thing that, that keeps you on top of your game is going to die. And unfortunately, the field in which you are in cannot afford for you to die, because you are not a, you are not a paper person. You are not HR. You are not uniform. You understand?
Yes.
So you need to, you need to feed your creative soul. You need to feed that part. You need to buy yourself a cheap ice cream, okay? Not the Magnum. A cheap ice cream. Hungry Lion, $7. You have to buy that ice cream. And you lick it. Because it's, sometimes it's the simple things, right? That bring joy to the heart.
Okay.
Yeah. And as for your friends, right?
You're older.
Okay.
Men. Go on, Ale.
And as for your friends, right? Are you still there? She went to get a lunchbox, ladies and gentlemen. I know that you're probably thinking like, oh my goodness, what's happening? We are having talk therapy. We are having a reboost with the children after they have passed certain levels within their lives. And now they are in an avenue where they don't understand. And for many of you that, that know us here, you guys know that these are children that, that have grown with the program from day one. And like with Ndina, she was first year when we started here, and it was, and now she's a graduate and now she's working, and wow. And I know us high school, I think. Yeah? I know us high school somewhere there. And now she is in her final and she is stepping into a different avenue. And this is why we talk about what we talk about, and we are honest about these types of conversations, and we feel free enough to have these types of conversations. This is what pulling heartstrings is about. It is about us having a platform to talk about what we need to talk about, when we need to talk about what we need to talk about, and finding comfort and camaraderie through life. Because it's not every day that you can tell people in your household that you are not at peace, or you are not happy, or you are feeling some type of way about anything. But as long as you have a matriarch, right? Matriarch will listen. Matriarch will advise. Matriarch will, I know, will somewhere, somehow find a space to accommodate your spirit, even if it's for just 3 hours, right? It's a space where you belong. It's a space where you can exist. So this is why we do it. We do it so that maybe, just maybe, in my conversations, it can light a bulb inside your heart, and you will know how to handle what you're handling and how to go about it. It's not every day that you can have your mom, like with the kids, the mom. It's not every day that you can have a matriarch that is willing to sit and you can seek counsel. I'm not speaking from a medical perspective. I'm speaking from a heart perspective. I'm speaking from a spiritual perspective. I'm speaking from a perspective of understanding the human heart and understanding human behavior. That is the point and angle in which I'm choosing to have these conversations, because I've been young. I wish I had matriarch. If I had matriarch, guys, if I had someone in my corner, the way I am in your corner, right? I would have also managed to somewhere, somehow survive there are many things that I could have avoided. There are many things that I could have dodged the bullet on that I see now that it was just a matter of guidance. It was just a matter of having someone that is there, someone that genuinely cares and wants to know what I'm about on days that I'm up for it, on days that I'm not up for it, on days that I want to listen and on days I want to talk, on days that I just want to exist. I wish I had that. So for you, my beloveds, right? The number in studio is 083-2444-2444. All right, the number in studio is 083-2888-401. That is the number for those that would like to participate in these types of conversations. But as I was saying, right, I would like for Ndina to call back. Ndina, you must call back. You must call back so that we can finish that conversation. And Aina, you can also call back so that we can also finish that conversation. And for any of you guys that would also like to be a part of Mother's Hug, you guys can also call, and I'm sure there are some queries that you have in your life that you would like for us to tackle. We can always tackle them. Eagle FM is our home. Some of these shows were created because you guys are crying. Some of these shows were put on the market because you guys need, you guys need a place where you can just vent and let go. The heart is also an important organ. The heart is very important. And even if we don't find it as important as politics and et cetera, it is still important. You are important, right? So, yeah, I want to finish Ndina's conversations. I want to finish, and I want to finish Aina's one, but we'll finish it after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka ne data no shoyo o utungara kama hupi. O netwe kaimwe, o kufutarumwe, o kuyinyengarumwe, o kujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumbwa o netwe kaoyo hai dira dira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe, o handi streaming, o mafikwa amwe, o handi popi, o mafikwa amwe, o handi ningaishe, poshikanto shimwe, pamwe na parateza, o inda holora, ameha ishi pangere, osho, pa umwene. Dira dira, o mafota fanone, data, momkaro wili, mwana pareka, o kutuma ko utungaraka, o kustreaminga, no kudenga pamwe na parates. Konga, parates, Namibia. Always, always prepared.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of...
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Anna.
Good evening, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Again.
Very fine.
Why are you laughing?
Maybe I'm just excited.
What are you?
To talk to you because this is everything that brings me.
The what is doing what to you? The what is doing what to you?
I'm saying I'm just excited to talk to you because it really relieves me.
Okay. So we were talking about polyamorous.
Yeah, we are not done.
Mm-hmm.
Stole my thing.
It was Dina, my dear. Dina came with big girl problems.
Okay.
But you sound very happy. What is this? To me, I don't trust this happiness. Why are you so happy?
Nothing. I was just on a call with other babies.
What did the other baby?
Dina was saying apparently the phone just went blank on her.
You should have seen, we were here. I was giving a whole speech about pulling heartstrings while she's going to get the bucky. If my boss was listening, she'd be like, he would be like, ha, what is this? Hey, guys. Yeah, but I'll call her back. I'll call her back so that we can finish that conversation, because I think that is a conversation that I think you people that are going to start working soon, that is a conversation that you guys must have.
Yeah, you guys must have those kinds of conversations and you guys must hear about what actually happens. It's like Ndino Sheri Sheni, and you guys must learn from her experiences so that when you get to the level at which she is, right, you will know what to do, because there's most now no blueprint to adulting. There's no blueprint to living life. But if you can hear and take a few things out of it, you're going to be perfectly fine.
She's like the age that I'm turning this year. She's not getting up.
Hey, how old are you?
Turning 22.
Yeah.
I mean, not long ago, 2020 has...
The way you are laughing about this, I can tell that, ne? Owalolilwa. Mari, no rurirwa aina.
Nandirulilwa. Also, like last year, ne? Last year, I was like, I planned my birthday last year. And then now,
good,
I totally forgot.
Yeah. You totally forgot that you are a person that gets birthdays also.
I thought it was abnormal for me, for me, man. But so I'm praying that this year should not repeat itself.
Well, I don't think you forget. They will remind you. Like me, I always wait for my SMS from Standard Bank. We would like to wish you a happy birthday. I'm like, yeah, stand it. They're not giving me money, but they remember me, man.
They're from Google.
Yeah, you. Yes. But all in all, I think you also need a breather. You need some time out. I want you to go to the village.
In this state now.
I want you to go to the village for the weekend.
Okay. I'd go to this weekend.
Yeah. I want you to go to the village for this weekend. And I, your phone can, you can switch off, like if you go on Friday, the whole of Saturday, right?
The
you switch off the
night time.
You go on Friday whenever you have time, after school, after work, whatever. And then you go to the village and then you are still on your phone most now the whole Friday. Then on Saturday, I want you to switch your phone off.
Completely off.
Completely off.
Until what time, ma'am?
You see? Yeah, it's because of that. Because the thing is that you guys are supposed to be resetting your minds. That's what's wrong with you. Your mind is consumed. You need to detox.
Okay. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yeah, even next weekend. But as long as it's done before your birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. So you switch off your phone the entire day. As long as there's sun outside, your phone is off.
Okay.
And then at 7 o'clock, you can switch your phone on, and that's what you're going to use as a flashlight, and then you can go and watch your TikTok and whatever. But I want you to listen to an audiobook. So now I want you to download an audiobook called The Alchemist.
Let me just get my pen.
Mm-hmm. And for everybody else that's out there listening, I would like for you guys, because you guys are listeners. If you listen to radio, you are listeners. Because there are certain people that watch a lot of TV and there are certain people that listen to radio. Now, if you guys are listeners to radio, then that means that you guys are listeners and not necessarily visual persons per se. So download an audio book called The Chemist, right? The Alchemist.
The audio
book. You download it before you go to the village.
Called what?
Alchemist. I know what your problem is. It's A-L-C-H. E-M-I-S-T.
Oh.
Alchemist, the Alchemist.
Oh, okay. I'll download it.
Yeah, it's by Paolo, ne? The author is Paolo. So I want you to download that one. You have to download it before you go to a place where there is no network. Uh-huh. Because it's going to be in your downloads on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it from YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's Play Store.
Mm-mm. You go into YouTube, then you just download it into your little gallery there on YouTube, right? So it's a 3-hour book.
Okay.
So when you go to bed, you play it.
Okay.
And you listen.
Come back with feedback.
Not even. Because if you're going to listen to come back with feedback, right? Then it's going to, you're going to defeat the purpose. Because what it does, the book in itself is a brilliant book. And the book teaches, coincidences, circumstances, and why things happen the way they happen, and the greater good. And then it also teaches the elements. If, for example, the boy was talking to the wind because the ultimate alchemist, right, that was teaching him how to be an alchemist was told like rebels that he can destroy their camp. Because he can turn himself into the wind. So
it has a movie.
We're not going to watch. We're going to listen. Because when you listen, you lay down and you rest your body. Because the problem here is that you guys are disconnected from your bodies.
Okay.
And that disconnection is the one that's making you guys become stressed and anxious and all over the place. That is why you are so exhausted. That's why you wake up exhausted. That's why you are exhausted and you are just at the beginning of adulting. For me, that's in my 30s. I'm absolutely, I can expect that from me, but from you guys that are in your early 20s, you guys still have the rest of your 20s to start getting tired. So what I want from you guys is to not get tired now, because you guys are at the stage of making money and making real moves. Moves that are going to serve you in your 30s and your 40s. If you get tired now, you guys become iporoporo.
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
You just become a nurse that is every weekend she's off, she's just drunk. You just become like that.
Like a nobody.
Like a nobody. You understand? Yeah. So I need you guys to ground yourselves, because if you have that detox moment, that's why I'm saying that no TV, no gadgets, right? You just go to the village. There is not a lot of anything that is being done in the village right now. So it's literally just silence and air and sand.
Yeah.
You understand? This is where you can think that, okay, so I'm turning 22. What am I going to do for this year to be meaningful for me? What do I want? And how am I going to achieve this? Where do I see myself? How do I view myself? Why am I burning out? What are the things that I left behind that actually used to help me? There are little things that you have left behind when you started studying extra harder and started to pay more attention to school and all of that, that used to help you. Yeah. But you can't even remember them fully, and you can't remember them with a memory of joy because you are so overwhelmed. But when you are in a silent space, in a safe place.
So mom, let me not keep you short, but you, for example, us now, we have this tendency of, we just learn something and then after 3 hours or 4 hours, you ask me, I have no idea. Does it also apply to it in an environment where I am? Or how I am right now?
Mm-mm. It's not that you have no idea. It's that you can't articulate it. You're not stupid. You are very smart and you digest.
But
you can't repeat it to me, but I know that you know.
Okay.
You can't repeat it to me, but I know that you know and I know that you understand. Like right now, even if I told you, even if I asked you to repeat what I want you to do, most probably you would just say go to the village and detox.
Yes.
But I know that you understand what I mean by detox is leave everything behind. The phone takes up too much of your time. And also, especially with you guys are on TikTok, you guys are on these short reels, right? What happens to you when you take up a lot of internet time, right? Is that you become accustomed to short time glory. Because it's 1 minute long and they tell an entire story and you love it. It's only 1 minute. Now what that does to you is it messes with your attention span. And that is why you are finding it hard to survive through your 2 hour classes.
Yes.
Yes. And that is why I'm recommending a 3 hour book to reboot you. And also, what I don't want you to do when you are listening to The Alchemist, right?
My phone should be flight mode.
Mm-hmm.
The phone should be on flight mode.
No, because if you have downloaded it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on flight mode because it will still play because it's in downloads. What I don't want you to do when you're listening to the book is when you miss something, you go back. I don't want you to do that.
Okay.
You continue going forward. Let the book just play in the background. Nando, you just pause and then you go. But then when you come back, you just play.
You continue.
You don't go back. Because when you go back, it will start to stress you. And what we don't want is for you to get stressed. Keep it flowing. Keep it moving. It will serve its purpose. Because there are many elements within the book that teach the same principle. And if you didn't catch it in this minute, you'll catch it in the next 20. So I want you to keep going forward. And even if you sleep, right?
Uh-huh.
It's fine.
Uh-huh.
It's okay to sleep if you are listening to it.
No, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Consider it done.
Mm-hmm.
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You need to detox. You need to leave it. You need to also understand that in as much as you are young and everybody's on social media, you are not the same. On the Queen Adifathana.
Yes.
You are not the same with everybody else. You have a lot to lose by failing. You have a lot to lose by becoming Oshiporoporo. So the sooner you get off social media for now, the better. Leave social media. Leave TikTok. Leave movies for now.
Okay, mom.
Use listening skills. Because it will also assist you with your school.
Okay.
Because there's nothing that your lecturer is doing, ne? That requires you to see, not unless she's writing on the board, but 90% of your whole learning experience is through listening. Now, if you are incapable of listening to something for 2 hours because you have, conditioned your mind to 30 second clips, right? You're not going to make it.
Yeah, right.
You need to detox. Go to the village. Enjoy the pap there. Sit on the ground. Walk barefoot. No one else is responsible for that. Yeah. Reconnect.
You're very right, ma'am. That's why I visited my mother.
You see, you know? There's no other way, my dear. There's no avenue in your life that I cannot help you with. You can always come.
Why didn't you go for counseling?
Guy. I'm a bad psychologist.
Really?
Yeah. Because me, I find solutions now.
You don't find solutions when you're there.
No, I find solutions now when we are on the spot. The problem with psychology is that they want you to come back and they want you to figure out your own life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And me, I'm not having that. Me, I'm telling you straight what to do.
It's like being given homework.
Yeah, every day you must go and think about, like, ma'am, if I knew what was wrong with me, I wouldn't be here. you know what is wrong with me, but you don't want to tell me, eh? You don't even tell me that I'm anxious until I go and read my kakarata, which is she's suffering from anxiety disorder. How? Eh? You just say, yeah, I know. Then you just give me a brief. You write in my kakarata what's wrong with me, but you don't tell me what's wrong with me. No. But I'll get there. I'll go and do counseling for you guys. I will. So that when you guys go and get married, I'll counsel you and your husband. On your kana. Yeah. Like, no, right now it's just a burnout. You are just overwhelmed. Like, that's it. You're just overwhelmed because everything is so much. And also you came from a space where you had a little bit of time. And it didn't look like it was important at the time because you were used to it. But now that it has been taken away, you are struggling without it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying give yourself time in the village, away from the noise, away from the activity. And when you come back, right, you will be much better. You will see. Because in that time also, you can go with your pen, you can go with your papers, you can go with your notebook, you can go with any reading material. In that time, right, that's even how you can figure out the plan, which, okay, so from now on, from Mondays and this ways, I'm going to be doing this. It is amazing to see what 48 hours of solitude can do for you.
Okay.
Many of us disrespect, solitude because we are apparently social beings. But the truth is that even Jesus needed his time away without his disciples. Yes. That's when he went to the temple to pray, not to the temple, but to the mountains to pray before Judas and whoever brought the what, and then Peter cut who's ear. Yeah, those things. Yeah. So at the end of the day, take a breather. When you take a breather like that, I promise you, you're going to be okay.
You will come back
grounded, because most of our problems, especially as young people, most of the problems that we have are from the fact that we are not grounded.
Okay.
We're not grounded, and sometimes we can't recognize that we're not grounded. The laugh that you had from the beginning, right? Okay. That is a distress laugh. It is a laugh that somebody does when they are in distress.
Okay.
Yes. We do it when we have no idea what else to do, and we are laughing at the fact that we don't know what else to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to recognize what you're going through.
You can't recognize what you're going through because, doctor themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it's.
I still want to know more about is it
polyamorous.
Yeah.
Yes, we will touch on that. But first, we need to make sure that you are in a good space. We need to make sure that you have a level of understanding of where you are. Yeah. You are just growing, okay? You're just growing. You're just anxious. You're just tired. You're just overwhelmed. And you have also consumed way too much.
Okay.
I also get like that.
Sometimes, eh?
Yeah, I also get like that, especially when I'm constantly on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I get like that. when there's constantly something happening around me, I get like that because then I don't feel myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So you take a breather. You plan that weekend. You go. You go and eat a chicken. You go and just be Aina. Not just Aina sister, and then Aina best friend, and then Aina girlfriend, and then Aina the housekeeper, Aina the student, Aina the, you know? You just go and be Aina, because in your house, in your home, you are just Aina. Because all these responsibilities that are outside here, they overwhelm us. And if ever in your life you feel like that again, right? You will know what to do. You just go home.
Okay.
That's it. You just go home. You go and start over. Landowi hangiro marovugich. Oshiri shiri. Like it's true. Like it's.
I think the beginning of this year, I still went through the same thing. And then I decided to go to Nakambale. You know, Nakambale is a place at Olukwanda. Now, it was that time of genocide. And I went there. Nakambale is a good place nearby. It's quiet. And not all of us go there because it's a bit expensive. So when I went there, I just bought myself pizza. And then I've been looking at people swimming.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing that disturbed me, that's that kind of genocide. The only thing that disturbed me was Shirumbu.
You're so racist, girl. You're not even part of that era and you have a problem with him. Like, oh girl.
Then I'm looking at the whole old, now it's when, it's where I realized that, white people, me.
Okay, but hold the thought so that we can start with polyamorous. Hold the thought.
Short on cash? Then get your USave for these bargains. Two tins Pacific mackerel fish in chili or tomato sauce, just $20 for both. 200 grams of Champion Hunter's Poloni, just $19.99 Namibian dollars. 375 milliliter U brand tomato sauce, just $18.99 Namibian dollars. 1 liter Rietfontein Nectar guava or orange juice, also just $18.99 Namibian dollars. And 2 liter Pop School drink, only $14.99 Namibian dollars. USave. Your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Aina and I's Pulling Heartstrings. Yes.
So let's get that one. I want to know. Even if I'm going to look at the person, at least I've understand.
Okay, so you want to talk about polyamorous?
Yes.
Okay, what is it? Polyamorous is being romantically involved with more than one partner. So monogamy is you and I, two people, right? And then polyamorous is having or desiring more than one romantic partner at a time, with the full knowledge and consent of all partners. So everybody wants to be in a relationship with one another. So it could be that it's two straight girls with one guy. It could be that it is one bisexual guy with a girl and a guy. It could be whatever your sexual preference is. But it is everybody that is saying, okay, I want to be in a relationship with you. Yeah, and I also want to be in a relationship with you. And we'll be in a relationship together, the three of us. Yeah, but it must be consent. It must not be cheating, because if somebody doesn't know, then it's cheating. Then it's bad. So you wanted to know why.
What drives people to go there?
Why do you get into heterosexual?
Let's just be specific here.
Yeah.
For a guy with two girls, and we both know that, this guy is our guy.
Yeah.
We both know.
Yeah.
But what drives us to go there? Now, is it going to be the guy desire, or is it going to be my desire? What triggers us to do it?
It depends. It depends on what we're looking at. Sometimes, if it is, if it's my desire as a woman, right, then maybe I have a sexual attraction to women. And then maybe I want to have a girlfriend and a boyfriend at the same time. And then you guys must also girlfriend and boyfriend together. Then we are all together in our relationship.
No, let's talk. Let's just talk about a guy and two girls.
Mm-hmm. The problem is that you are viewing it from your own perspective because you are a person that can't share a man. Yeah, that's why you find it difficult to understand. But also, right? Okay, with polyamorous, it's people that are in a relationship. With polygamy, it is a marriage, right? Now, the reason that I would have a polygamous marriage, right, is because I would like to share the responsibilities of the household with someone else that equally loves my husband and equally loves my children and also respects me. That's one of the reasons that I would go into it. Because if we are talking about sharing the responsibilities of a household, three parents are better than two parents.
Three parents are better than two parents.
Yes. Yeah, because, okay, if dad picks up the kids from school and mom gets the kids ready, then the other one can help with homework.
It
helps with the workload.
So I can take it like two brains is better than one.
Yeah. For me, that's how I view it. I view it in a sense of we acquire more health, or more wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we acquire more wealth as a throuple. And also, everybody's needs are met.
But what about maintenance, ma'am?
What is maintenance?
Maintenance and also what you need and what are you going to maintain both of
Yeah, us? But are you not a person that comes from your own house? Why do people have to maintain you?
I am, but there are just certain things that...
Hey, you don't have your own money. So you are living your whole life to be maintained by another person.
No,
what if you have enough to maintain yourself and others? I'm looking for companionship.
Okay.
I'm looking for companionship. It's companionship, it's love, it's also understanding, camaraderie, and all of that. It's just like you. It's just like you asking, why would somebody be gay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the same. This is just a choice. It's a choice, and it's something that works out for them. It's the same way as somebody asking.
If it's a choice now, those people now, they think it through a long run that if this happens, then maybe he will just do that and that.
But what could he possibly do? If he's our boyfriend, what could he possibly do to hurt us?
Nothing.
Exactly.
But
you, your boyfriend can hurt you a lot.
Yeah, I know.
But here, as we are never hurt. Why? Because when you're going out with Aina, you tell me, I know. Kucha, no, I just wanna, Aina was feeling a little bit low today and I just wanted to be with her today. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow, then it's fine. You know? But you, your boyfriend, is telling you his mother is sick, Kanti is with Aina. Then you find him, ha!
But yeah, I just
on your Congo no pay fee. Wait, meme ko engu no ndati, eh? Nyoko ngu tehama, eh?
But with this thing now, it has to be a concern between, because if it's not a concern, must you consider it cheating, yeah? Generally.
Mm-hmm.
So now, are we both going to be happy and we are going to be like sister?
Yeah.
Sister will be proud of you.
Sister wives. Yeah, sister wives.
Okay. I fall pregnant. So yes. I'm going to tell you.
You're going to what?
To tell you that, no, I'm pregnant at the moment, so maybe I can't do anything anymore.
You can't do, what do you mean you can't do anything? There are a lot of things that pregnant women can do. Oh. But yes, you notify everybody. So now we're having a baby. Oh. Then your sister wife can also come and help you and assist you with the baby, especially if she has already had children, because she views your children like hers. Because eventually when you guys get married, it's going to be polygamy.
Okay.
Wait. The only reason you don't understand this is that ngotoko dirire dan.
No.
Ngo na problema nasho. No choice ade tumunkara mwenyewe. As we want our boyfriends to have girlfriends. Leave us.
I just, okay, try to picture this now from a different perspective.
Mm.
Even in marriage now,
mm.
you are married and then your husband said, no, I want to have another person yes. in my life. And then mm-hmm. she most like that is asking consent from you. And mm-hmm. then you are just okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that person comes in the house, your own home,
mm.
you are looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
And you are looking at all the things that your husband used to do to you.
Mm.
In front of you, are you going to be happy?
Yeah, he's most not lying.
He's not lying, but
mm.
Now, I think I can't. Personally, I can't do it.
Yes, I should go on quite.
How it's not like that, huh? It says that the way the thing is, just it is me.
You can't because ukovi. It's just not your thing. It's okay. Let's say it's not kesh ukovi ne. It's just not your thing. Yeah, it's not your thing to share a dude because you are jealous. Because what if he goes and kiss her and then he didn't kiss you today? Eh? So it's a thing of why is he kissing you but he didn't kiss me today? You see those things. That's your only problem.
But, and also my other problem is, you know that we are from different backgrounds.
That's why usually with polygamy, you get umu haningiro mbinga, so that you can be free to cook whatever you want to, you can be free to be naked that side of the house, you can be free to do whatever you want.
Yeah. So the thing is now, look, sometimes we practice this thing of sangoma and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if in the process I lose my husband or maybe my...
What am I practicing in my sangomaness that is against you? The problem is that you guys hate each other. The problem is that women hate each other. They hate each other so much, but they cannot necessarily fulfill the desires of the men that they want. It's like you want your boyfriend to be faithful to you, but you don't even make effort to see him every weekend. But he must just remain faithful. Now, if he finds like another moroto, you are offended by it, but you are still the same person that doesn't want to make time to go and see him. He must not get what he wants, but you won't give him what he wants either.
Okay.
Mm.
No comment.
Yeah, because I think that if we look at things a little bit more openly, we would understand that it is the practice of principle. The principle is that we are in this relationship together. We don't go and gossip behind each other's backs. We have a mutual understanding and mutual respect for one another.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are doing consensual, non-monogamous intimacy. So it's monogamous is most two. So it's non-monogamous, but it's consensual. Usually the thing that you are not, I think the thing that we didn't establish here, right? Is, are all three of them in a relationship together, or are they just two chicks that know that the guy is dating both of them? Because there's a difference. There's a difference between that, and there's a difference between we are all in the relationship together, and there's a difference between I know kuchondina nyankwetu nyankwetu oje.
Yes. Now, my other question is, now you as another sister now, you will not develop this mentality, which this guy, since he's capable of, sometimes it, even the guy's desire, maybe it can be both of your desires, ne? Maybe since he's capable of that, so now itavuru ne kwe anadango out is another girl. So you want to tell me that you'll be just faithful to that person? Or that guy, you have that mentality, which I think is faithful to both of you, the two of you.
Yes.
So he's having enough, he's fine.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, he's fine. He's faithful to the two of us because, like,
okay. Once you picture this, that is he not going to have? Is he not going to go out else somewhere else to go seek it to another girl? Because now, because he can have more too.
As long as, if he is going to seek out this other girl, he will sit us down and say that I saw a nice one. I got her number. Do you think I can add her? If as we say no, then he doesn't do it. If we say yes, then he does it.
Just like that.
Yes.
Not my thing.
No, you are just, it's because you have elements within yourself that you cannot understand that other women don't have. Other women are not possessive of men. Other women are not jealous of men. Other women come from different kinds of backgrounds. So let's talk about this situation now with your classmate. Your classmate, the guy is how old?
They are both in their 20s. They are both in their 20s because I've never met the guy, but the guy I used to see, the name sounds familiar. He's on TikTok, they're both in their 20s, and then now the guy is doing this thing of house and other. He's traveling up and down just for me to find out that this guy, this girl, is in that type relationship with a 7-month-old baby.
She has a 7-month-old baby?
Yes.
With that guy?
With that guy.
And he has another girlfriend?
Yes.
That is way.
That is still in the same... It's Ushagati.
Okay. But are the pictures of all three of them together there?
There are pictures of all three of them at first. I think just at first. And then there comes when the baby is, I think, somewhere around 4 or 3 months, all of them.
All three of them?
Yeah, that makes them 4 because of the kid now.
No, the baby is not part of their 6 things, please. It's all three of them. Yeah, then it's just a relationship that is going to amount to a marriage one day.
But do they just understand each other completely?
Yes.
No problem, no question asked.
What questions are they supposed to ask? I love you both. And I want to be with both of you. Okay. But maybe what you don't understand maybe is that the girls are fiki-fikiing each other.
Like lesbians.
Hey, did you think of that?
Not at all.
Yeah, of course not, because you think straight.
But if, Mom, look, they say it's within the nature. But if you are going to take this name, take them to the Bible, we used to read those stories that, no, Abel has this certain wife. Is it really in the nature of guys?
Is it in the nature of guys to do what?
To initiate that, or sometimes it's us that initiate, because we don't understand who initiates.
Sometimes we are just into women. Heroin. No. Eshenge. That's what you don't understand. Because when it says polyamorous, right? Or more. Did it ever dawn on you that people have different kinds of sexual preference?
Yeah.
But you just never thought of it in the north. Maybe in Windhoek.
Maybe in Windhoek.
Swap up. Yes. But did you ever think that the girls are also fiki-fikiing each other? So the guy is fiki-fikiing both of them and they fiki-fiki each other and the guy.
I don't
stress a quick.
No, how si ma si ke tandi si purane naso tandin sarane.
She doesn't fit to be the way that you thought.
Not at all.
You expected her to be having one guy and he's just a nerd. And he doesn't have a sexual life.
Mm-hmm. Because it maybe I can see that maybe it's bisexual, whereby they are both
touching each other. I feel like I'm explaining sex to Elu. No, I really love. Oh, I
really shocked. Just for me to be scrolling on TikTok, and I came across a video, and the face sounds funny. I was like, I went to this LGBT clinic, I remember. And now, I decided to go into her videos, and then later on, I jumped off, and then just for me to go into her life. Mm-hmm. This face seems familiar. Then for me, I've been thinking, sitting there for a moment, I'm like, I've seen this girl somewhere. If it's not campus, it's GT, but I'm sure. Who is she? Now, but it's life.
Yeah, but people have their sexual preferences.
It's really life. You cannot really play. Not really do anything. It's just like, it's just leave it like that.
Because being polyamorous is also not gender specific. Polyamorous is not limited to a specific gender. People of many genders can be in polyamorous and can be polyamorous and have partners of any gender. So, commitment and structure. Polyamorous relationship can be structured in various ways. From a network of people who know and interact with each other to a more complex throuple, three-person relationship. Or other group structures. Some relationships are long-term and stable, while others may involve more casual, short-term experiences. I have a friend of mine that was in a polyamorous relationship for 3 years, kucha for 11 years.
11 years,
sir? 11.
Like 1-1.
Like 1-1, like a 10 plus 1. They were coma.
Wow.
My God.
Now, what happened to it?
No, it's a girl. So she was in a relationship with a girl and a guy.
It's like he was doing those things of.
I don't know what they did in the room, okay? I never asked. She's my friend. That's the same way as I would never ask what you guys do in the room. You're my child.
Yeah.
I just know that this is what you guys are doing.
But what happened? Did it lead to marriage?
No. She had like a spiritual awakening thing or something like that. And yeah, it's...
When?
No, not like Miriam. Miriam, I don't want to speculate anything, but I think her experience is related to something else. Mara, with her, she just had to end the relationships because they were not working for her at the time.
At 11 years.
So she had to break it off with both of them.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Now, wait. I have a question. Now, that girl, after that, went into another relationship.
Right now, she's not in a relationship.
But after that, she was in a relationship.
No, now she's not in a relationship anymore. After that, that was her last relationship.
It happened recently.
Yeah. Like last year.
Wait, okay, wait. Now, when you guys talk, now, what is the problem? No, now I want to be more into maybe guys or, I mean.
No. You love who you love when you love who you love. There's no limitation. Somebody can look at you, Aina, and think that you're absolutely crazy for looking at a radio presenter as somebody that is somebody that can guide you through life. But you know that it's more than just radio. Because they are not you, they will never fully understand our relationship. You see.
Wait, now you're thinking.
Yes.
Now your friend is healing now.
I know she's not really healing. She's fine. She's good. Going for massages, living a life, bro. Living a life. Going through massages, working, getting tenders. I know she's perfectly fine. She was here the other day on A.
Okay. It's life.
You look like Okanjuhuakangwangwan. My God. People are just enjoying their lives and they're just living out there. Yes. Yes. Absolutely, boo. Absolutely.
I'm picturing things.
It's exactly the way you are picturing it. Oshona nangao. Shota ningingao. A lot of scissoring. No, but it's just because you have a problem with sharing. It's just because of that. If you didn't have a problem with sharing, right? You would be okay with it. If you understood the person, it also goes back to the fact, to what type of people you are entering into relationships with. Now, if you enter into a relationship with a humble girl that doesn't bother anybody and is not disrespectful towards you in any way and is also advocating for you, then what problem would you have with this girl?
No problem.
Exactly. Now, if you are having a respectful guy that is loving, that is caring, that is taking care of you guys the way you want now, the way you like it, is taking care of you and is looking out for you and is not in a position of he comes there and he kisses one and then he doesn't kiss the other one. He's not like that. He's not a bad person. Then what problem would you have?
No.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't have any problem. If he's treating you people like queens, then you wouldn't have any problems. There are certain times that you guys can all be three together. And then there are other times where he says, no, today I think today's your day. You know? for you to just be alone with me. And the person takes you to Itosha, you guys go and enjoy your weekend, and the other one is not calling 10 times and all of, there's nothing like that. Yeah. You're just literally having your weekend, and then on Sunday, literally this one call, kucha, eh, toningish kene. Then you guys are video calling, all three of you guys. How was your weekend? I'm so glad. You know, what problem would you have? Not unless ongwe ompote. Not unless ongwe toka kara toka ruwe ningi inima. Eh. Shash toka nukamo non dubodwe, shontu taka farana eko itosha, ngwo toka tambe kane kucho mora shkina lombe ranch. Ngwalombe Joshua il.
But okay, when it comes to taking pictures, now, we take pictures, both of us. So, for example, if there's need.
Is she older than you?
No, we are, let me just say we are almost the same age. But okay. Can be younger and then something of that kind. Now, okay.
So one thing that you must also notice, ne, is that we live in contemporary Africa, contemporary Namibia. Where we are also, there are so many things to this particular concept that you are bringing to the table, right? That we have to also look at. It could be a perfectly working relationship that we just don't understand because we are not used to that. But it works, and it works for them, right? And it could also be that we are just doing it for cloud, ne? We're just doing it for the internet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, but okay, let me just say you are not doing it for internet, but then sometimes mid arise whereby you just feel like, today I want to post this.
Yeah.
And my question is, now, sometimes...
How am going to know Shinto Konghero? Yeah. You guys can literally sit with your friends and agree that, okay, so we're going to open a whole page, and what we are going to do is to grow our numbers, right? Is we are going to tell people that we are polyamorous, the three of us. The other girl could just be a friend that's not in a relationship. Or it could even be in a relationship, right? Yeah. And the boyfriend of the girl knows. But it's just for the gram. And then this is the picture that we are displaying. Or it could really just be true. We'll never know until the other one falls pregnant for him also.
wait. When you are there now, my other question is, if you die throughout there, are you going to really see heaven?
What is your problem? You sound like a church person. Like, you sound so judgmental. What is your problem? I thought I raised you better than this. What do you mean if you die, you are going to see heaven? Like... How can, in God's eyes, what?
Is it okay?
The thing is that what is not okay in God's eyes is cheating. Because you are intentionally, knowingly deceiving somebody that trusts you.
Okay.
That is bad. Like, that's against the principles of life, right? Yeah. And then you find people that choose not to lie to one another and tell the truth. So are you telling me that God will punish people that tell the truth?
No.
That I love more than one person. King Solomon had a gang of wives. Where were they staying? If not with him. Ha. And he still went to heaven, that guy.
He went to heaven.
And they even put him in the Bible. That's how important and dope he was.
At first, Moses has to repent.
Repent for what exactly? What is the sin that is being committed there? You are a chick that knows the Bible. Let's go now.
No, wait. Let's just start with the commandments.
Okay, what are the commandments, babe? Let's go there where you want us to go. What are the commandments, baby? Talk to me, okay?
Let me just start with this commandment.
Okay. You sound so judgy. You sound like a Christian. Like it's usually Christian chicks that are like this. The commandments, God. Okay.
Let's just end this. It's fine. It's okay.
But,
okay. In the commandments, it says that do not commit adultery.
Okay. Okay, what is adultery?
Adultery is you going out.
You, that's woman. What?
You must. A person must.
Yeah, you, that's what? A person, like, what kind of person?
The personality now, or.
Because when we look at commandments and stuff, we usually, right, take it from our own understanding and our own concept, but we don't see things for what they are. Adultery can only be performed by people that are married. Not only to others
throughout our process,
but also to ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
That,
so.
No, let's put this into a practical example. Adultery can only be performed by people that are married.
Yes. You that is married, you must not commit adultery.
But what about now those people that play now polygamy? Is it, are those people not too?
They are married. They are married.
Maybe I don't.
There is nothing in the commandments that say thou shalt not have more than one wife.
Okay, not in the commandment, but just
no, because you are a Bible chick. You said, let's go even with the Bible, Jesus said. Now, show me a piece in the commandments that says, thou shalt not have more than one wife. Thou shalt not have more than one husband.
In the commandment, it's not there.
Why is it not there? But God said, no killing, honor your mother and your father, remember to keep the holy day holy. Eh?
I don't know. Maybe God knows that nature is complicated, and I really don't know why it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just assuming that. I'm just assuming that maybe God knew that. If he put it down in that commandment, despite it's not going to be obeyed. Mm-hmm. Because nature, the way that he created us, it's very complicated.
Alrighty, good evening to you, my beloved. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having the conversation around polyamorousy. Polyamorous. Okay, so Aina doesn't understand that story. And I think that the biggest issue that she's having is the fact that people are consenting adults that want to play together, and she doesn't understand that because she doesn't want to play with anybody. And the whole idea behind, I feel like it's none of the Christian girls and boys that feel that everything will be judged by God. Will you see heaven like that? Of course you'll see heaven. The commandments, there's nothing in the commandments that says that you are not allowed to have more than one wife. There's nothing like that. Eh? In fact, it's okay. It's okay for you to have it. Right? Not unless the Christians can come through and tell me, which I know the Bible actually does say that. Because if you look and look, you will see that King Solomon was condemned for it, and he was not appreciated for it, and God didn't like that. You guys can, but as far as I'm concerned, the commandments are, I am a God, you shall have no God above me, you shall not give my name in vain, remember to keep the Sabbath day holy, honor your mother and your father, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Don't lie about your neighbor, Thou shalt not covet the neighbor's wife. Uh-huh. And thou shalt not covet the neighbor's goods. So you should not want your neighbor's wife and you should not want your neighbor's things simply because it is your neighbor's things and they are not yours. So that is what it says there. So, ladies and gentlemen, today has been a wonderful, wonderful Monday. And we are... Hold that thought.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I think that we have covered a number of topics today, and since the girls have derailed me completely from my initial conversation, so initially we were going to talk about emotional abuse. We are going to talk about emotional abuse and also the signs of emotional abuse, simply because many of us are going through emotional abuse, and also we are emotionally abusing one another. So I was talking about, myself before all this madness with the girls started. I was talking about myself and saying that I never really pictured myself at any given age. I think that all stopped at 22, 21. It all stopped at some point where I was just in a space of, I'm just grateful to be here. I'm just grateful to be alive. Where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? When somebody asks that type of question, I have an idea of what I want to happen in the next 10 years, but it's not to say that I actually see myself there in those 10 years. I hope you guys get what I mean. It's not to say that I actually see myself in those 10 years. It's just that I have an idea of what I want to be, to, to be happening in the next 10 years or in the next 5 years. I have this blueprint that I want to be fulfilled in the next 10 to 5 years. And this is what it looks like. And this is what it sounds like. And with this, I think it's because, you know, when I say I didn't picture myself there, a lot of people associate it with death, right? But I don't. I don't associate it with death. I just see it as something that I just never, it was just never a thing in my life. So the reason that I'm talking about emotional abuse today is that, do we have the capability of emotionally abusing ourselves? And this is a question that I pose to us as individuals. And it's a good thing that the girls came through because both of them have emotional distress. It's not to say that they are financially in bad situations. It's not to say that they are physically in bad situations. I believe that it is a little bit of emotional distress, but it's nothing that is too catastrophic and it's too big to fix. And it's nothing that is going to derail their entire lives at any point. It's just a matter of rest. Now, if we are looking at your body and resting, how many of us are actually resting? And when we say we are resting, are we resting with our phones or without our phones? Are we resting with a screen in front of us or without a screen in front of us? Are we resting from information or are we not resting from information? Because in as much as we love all these outlets, right? We spent the previous week talking about abuse, stigma, and so forth. And addictions, you know, and stigma and so forth. And stigmas around addiction. There are many of us that are in such loud environments that thinking is not a priority, that silence is not a priority, that self-care and time alone is not a priority to you, and as a result of that not being a priority to you, I think that we are emotionally abusive towards ourselves. We don't give ourselves an opportunity to fly. We don't give ourselves an opportunity to see the future and its outcomes. Now, I spoke of myself in a sense of not seeing myself very far, but if I look at it and evaluate it, is that not me telling myself so many, or putting myself in such a negative light that I can't even visualize my future with an age on it? I can't even visualize my future in terms of like, I see myself here. I can tell you what I want, but seeing it? No. So we have spoken so much about other people abusing us. We have spoken so much about other people mistreating us and other people doing us dirty. But what happens when you are the perpetrator and you are the perpetrator of your own abuse? What happens when you are the one that's putting yourself in harm's way? What happens when you are the one that neglects yourself? What happens when you throw yourself under the bus? We don't address this issue enough. And even though the world is physically beating us down, sometimes, right, we take ourselves to the danger. We allow ourselves to be in dangerous atmospheres and situations. And later on, it's easy for us to say that, yeah, but they abused me. It's okay, right? Because we do know that there are some phenomenons that happen to abused people. That you kind of fall in love with the perpetrator. One, Stockholm syndrome. Is it Stockholm? Yeah, Stockholm syndrome. You fall in love with the perpetrator where there are dynamics and times where you miss them. Even though they were very bad to you, they can kidnap you and tie you up and do things to you for 20 years. And even when you are let free, right, the possibility of you coming back to them, even though they kidnapped you, doesn't even a consensual thing, they kidnapped you, it's also high because you have become accustomed to it. Now, if you can become accustomed to a whole complete stranger kidnapping you and doing bad things with you and taking you into the woods and this is your life, then what can you do with yourself? I'm leaving this as food for thought. This is a conversation that I want you to go and ask yourself. Are you abusing yourself? Are you the abuser in your story? Are you the bad guy? Are you the person that is staying with an abusive partner? You have the capability to leave. You want to leave. You can leave, but you don't. You don't leave. Are you the type of person that is with a person that is taking you for a ride, you know, somebody that thinks you are a fool, taking you for a ride, literally your whole entire relationship or friendship consists and is built on manipulation. And you know this, but you choose not to leave, or you are not leaving. And I know the defensives, they are out there and they're saying things like, matriarch, you will not understand. Matriarch, it's just that you have never been in this situation. You won't understand why I can't leave this guy. Hey, matriarch, the cherry nature is alifastani. Okay. Maybe I'm just leaving you guys food for thought. That's all. I'm just leaving you food for thought. And maybe it's a conversation we can discuss for tomorrow. But I'm asking you serious questions, right? Are you with a manipulative person that you know you can see, and even they know that they are manipulating you? Because there's a difference. There's a difference between a person that's intentionally manipulating you and unintentionally manipulating you to gain something. So somebody that is unintentionally manipulating you to get something is somebody that is making you feel some type of way, saying some type of things to change the narrative so that they can get what they want from you. So now what they want from you could be love, it could be intimacy, it could be finances, it could be whatever they choose. It could be painting, it could be art, it could be series, it could be a Wi-Fi password, it could be anything. But you know. Now, if we know all this, if we know that you don't want to be stuck with somebody that is constantly beating you down and somebody that is breaking you down, but you stay, are you not emotionally abusing yourself? Are you not an emotionally abusive person towards yourself? And if you are doing this to yourself, are you not doing it to other people? Because It only makes sense that charity starts at home. So if charity starts at home, that means all bad things also start at home. Everything starts at home. So if you are not taking care of home, you, then are you capable of taking care of somebody else's home? Are you? Are you treating yourself badly? Are you allowing yourself to be pushed around and dragged through the mud and embarrassed and ashamed every day by another person? And at what point do you see how abusive you are to yourself? Is it when you die because this person has killed you? Or is it because when you have nothing left of yourself? Is it when you become a shell of yourself that you now realize that, oh yeah, ne, Jesus, ah, ne. Why do we have to wait until there's nothing left of us for us to to finally want to start rebuilding, to start working on ourselves? Why do we always need to come and salvage broken things? Why? Why do we feel the need to salvage broken things? Why not just keep them whole? Why not have them broken? Right? Because, I mean, it's nicer to have things that are not broken. So let's go. Let's go into the conversation of what are the signs that someone is emotionally abusive, right? And then you can ask yourself this. But I'm not talking about from the perspective of friends, from the perspective of partners, from the perspective of others. I'm talking about you versus you. I'm talking about you versus yourself. So you isolate yourself from loved ones. Okay. You isolate yourself from loved ones. If we were talking in the context of another person being emotionally abusive to you, then they would isolate you from loved ones. But now you are the one that's isolating yourself from loved ones. So are you not? Eh? You isolate yourself from other people, from loved ones. No, matriarch, I just don't love people. I know, when did you stop not liking people if I'm a person? Eh? I'm a person and you clearly love me. So, yeah, but you're on radio, yes, but I'm still a person. Sometimes you even call in. So, what is it? Okay. Number two. You verbally abuse yourself. Verbally is through mouth. You talk abuse yourself. Verbally abuse yourself is tell yourself that you're ugly. Tell yourself that you're fat. Tell yourself that you're thin. Tell yourself that you're skin and bones. Tell yourself that no one will want you. Tell yourself that you are not worthy. You don't deserve it. Tell yourself that you don't look nice. If somebody else did this, we would have a campaign outside. Yeah, they're abusive. They're emotionally abusive. But you get it right to do it to yourself every day. You look at yourself in the mirror and you're not truly happy with the way you look and you don't really work on changing it so that you can be happy. So you just keep looking at yourself like this and then you just keep saying things to yourself. Now, if this was another person, wouldn't they feel bad? If you said half the things that you say to yourself to another person, would this person not feel bad? They would. But yet, you don't think that you would feel bad. Yeah, because I don't. You think that you don't. But your step, your walk, your demeanor, your unpleasant aura and spirit says otherwise. So number three, you use emotional manipulation. After verbally mistreating you, you may try and manipulate your feelings, leading you to feel guilt for outbursts. You tell yourself that you are ugly, and then you manipulate yourself. Or you can tell yourself that you're fat, right? Like with the fat one, it's easy. You can tell yourself that, yo, you are so fat, you're so fat. And then to manipulate yourself, what you would say is like, yeah, but everybody else in my family is big boned and that's why I look the way I look. So I can't really blame myself. That's like you are one on one manipulating yourself into staying fat, into believing that you're fat and also not embracing your fat. Right? Are you not then manipulating yourself? Think about it. Just, this is food for thought tonight. I want you to ask yourself these questions because we all think that we are so pleasant. We all think that we are so nice. We all think that we are the most caring people in the world. But we are monsters. We are monsters to ourselves. We are a tragedy. If you asked anyone, if you asked, I was having a conversation with one of my clients yesterday and she said, I would never like to have me as a client because I'm difficult. And it's, that is self-assurance, self-awareness. You know, knowing that I could be difficult sometimes. So, ooh, I don't want a client like me. I don't want that because I'm difficult. That's self-awareness, knowing that you're difficult. And also soothing with knowing that you're not difficult for nothing. You're a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. Then you have an infinite resource of scapegoats. If you always find someone to blame for their failures in your life and the defects, right? Then that's the scapegoat. So you tell yourself that, okay, so manipulating yourself would be also you saying things like, yeah, no, everybody in my family is big boned. So that's great. Yeah, that's manipulation. Now, if you were trying to use somebody else to blame, you can always say that, yeah, when we were smaller, we used to get beaten for not eating our food. And now I blame my mother for being fat because she used to beat us to eat. Yeah. Emotionally abusive, no? And number 5. You use addiction to escape emotional responsibilities. So you are binge eating food and you are constantly on TikTok, constantly on the phone, and you use the cell phone as an escape, you know, to face up with your emotions. So instead of feeling your feelings, what you do is you go into your phone and you go and watch reels and then you feel better. You go into your phone, you watch TikTok and then you feel better. So tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue with self-emotional abuse. And I want you to stay safe out there, okay? I want you to stay safe. I want you to be okay. And I will see you again tomorrow. Love and light to you all.